For Amplify Media, I'm Isaac Wolf. Fisher's Mayor Scott Fadness announced Tuesday that Battalion Chief Kai Ragsdale will become the city's next fire chief. Ragsdale will take over the role on January 24th of 2025, succeeding Chief Steve Orusa, who is retiring after more than 12 years. A U.S. Navy veteran and third-generation firefighter, Ragsdale has lived in Fishers since 2000 and served with the Fishers Fire and Emergency Services for over two decades.
That's Johnson from outside, and it's off the mark. Rebound, Nutley. As she gets it to Frazier, Frazier kicks ahead to Folkema. Folkema down to Griffin, couldn't handle it. There's a turnover and a steal by Johnson. She'll head the other way. Kicks it up to Grinstead. Grinstead finds Johnson. Opposite, Williams. Down to Jordan, double team comes. Good ball movement by the Red Storm. And it's off the mark, rebound by Folkema. But we have a foul. And that's going to be on Taylor Folkema on the rebound.
The Allen County Sheriff's Department is investigating a fatal crash Wednesday that killed two people. The crash occurred just after 11 a.m. at Yone and Smith Roads near Fort Wayne and close to Fox Island County Park and Eagle Marsh Nature Preserve. Sergeant Adam Griffith said the car, traveling east on Yone, left the road and ended up in the woods. Construction workers discovered the wreck earlier that morning. Griffith noted tree damage, suggesting the car was speeding.
Watch What God Can Do by Patrick Mayberry on 94.3 The Fortress. I'm Isaac Wolf. In John 14:27, Jesus says this, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." When Jesus ascended into heaven, he may have left us physically, but he still lives within us spiritually. Up next is Infinite Glory by Building 429. You're listening to 94.3 The Fortress, creating community. That was Zach Williams with Rescue Story on 94.3 The Fortress. I'm Isaac Wolf. If you're looking for a morning show to wake you up on your drive to work, tune in to Brant and Sherry Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 a.m. right here on 94.3 The Fortress, your Christmas station. Up next is Savior by We Are Messengers. With a look at the Fortress forecast, I'm Isaac Wolf. We'll see an overnight low of 47 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny skies with a high of 82 and a low of 51. On Wednesday, more of the same, a high of 86 and a low of 54 with sunny skies. And on Thursday, it'll be partly cloudy skies with a high of 86 and a low of 61. Up next is Magnetic by the Newsboys. You're listening to 94.3 The Fortress, creating community.
In men's soccer quarterfinals on Wednesday, we saw Huntington shut out St. Francis in the 1-8 matchup 3-0. Number 2 Grace defeated Mount Vernon 2-1. In the upset of the tournament, number 6 Spring Arbor shocked number 3 Indiana Wesleyan 3-2 in overtime to punch their ticket to the semifinals. And number 4 Marion defeated number 5 Bethel 3-2. On Saturday, Marion upset the 1-seed Huntington 2-0, and number 6 Spring Arbor continued their underdog run in the tournament with a 2-1 defeat of Grace. This sets up a 4-seed versus 6-seed conference tournament championship matchup between the Foresters and the Cougars. That game kicks off at Marion at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Forty-seven years later, the University of Evansville will honor those lost too soon on December 13, 1977. A chartered plane crashed at 7:22 p.m. just 90 seconds after taking off from Evansville's regional airport. The crash claimed the lives of men's basketball coach Bobby Watson, 14 players, 11 team friends, and a 5-member crew. Officials called the tragedy a devastating loss for the UE community.
Looking and gets it into Grinstead. Grinstead on Frazier, gets it to Simpson. Simpson to Jordan, Jordan from outside, and that misses everything. Griffin with the board, she's got Williams on her back. Grivey now, Griffin, Frazier, back to Griffin. Griffin up top, that's gotta feel good for Jasmine Griffin, just her second made three of the season, and it's a 15-point Wildcat lead, 38-23 with just under 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter.
The FBI raided Rodney Grubbs' home in southeastern Indiana on Wednesday. Grubbs, the former owner of the now-closed business Pickleball Rocks, faces accusations of scamming pickleball players out of millions of dollars by convincing them to invest in equipment and real estate. The FBI is seeking information from victims as part of its ongoing investigation.
With a look at the Fortress forecast, I'm Isaac Wolf. It is currently 71 degrees. We'll see an overnight low of 52. Tomorrow, sunny skies with a high of 83 and a low of 56. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with a high of 85 and a low of 55. And then on Thursday, more of the same with a high of 86 and a low of 56. Up next, we have Live With Abandon by the Newsboys. You're listening to 94.3 The Fortress, creating community.